Before I worked on ultrasound, I was a terrible dialogue writer. But one of the things that going through that process of ultrasound, going through the rehearsals and the production process, what that taught me on a craft level was how to introduce tension into my dialogue. And one of the most valuable things that I learned is that people don't say what they mean. And that was extremely valuable to me, because what that means is that when you're writing a scene and there's a lot of dialogue, people are going to delay getting to the point. They're going to lie, they're going to deflect, they're often going to do whatever they can to not say what it is that they're feeling, because people can often be cowardly. And that's kind of what makes for interesting fiction. Interesting writing is that you see the reader going, "You coward! How dare you do that? How dare you lie? I can't believe you did that! How could you? What kind of person are you?" And if you can get that kind of reaction, then you're drawing the reader in. It actually reminds me of something that Alfred Hitchcock once said. And he was talking about the way that we draw out suspense. He said, "If I have a bomb, if I place a bomb underneath a desk," and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, "If I place a bomb underneath a desk and that bomb blows up, I generate excitement for maybe 30 seconds to a minute. But if I show you that bomb under a desk and I show somebody else walking up the stairs toward that bomb, I can milk that for a good 5 minutes. Because it's all about the rising tension. The audience knows that the bomb is there, but the person doesn't." As a writer, especially when you're writing dialogue, you have to decide, what do the characters know and what do you know? And how can you exploit that to create tension?